Hi, this is Aaron, and you're listening to the Ninja Consultant Podcast. Noah is busy watching Lost in the other room, but I just wanted to put out there that... So, okay, our show number 19A got a lot of negative feedback, if not only from Ichigo, from Anime Pulse, but he then immediately demanded to hear part two. Anyway, no, we decided to do an errors and corrections show to correct some of our horrible mispronunciations and things like that. But the errors and corrections show turned out to be like 45 minutes long. So instead of doing a 45-minute show, we're going to split it into two parts. So there'll be an errors and corrections part one, and then sort of a preamble to show 19A that explains more of what we were talking about. So it's like a prequel, show 19-0 or something like that. I also wanted to throw out that my birthday is on Friday, April 21st, and I will be 27. So you can email me at ninjaconsultant@gmail.com. That's it. Here's part one of our errors and corrections show. I should put up part two maybe on Friday on my birthday. So look forward to that.
You Autobots are a bunch of fools. Don't even think about winning this battle.
Just who do you think you are? Where are you from?
All right, listen up. I'm the ninja consultant for the Decepticons. My name is Six Shot.
Oh, yeah?
Now you know who I am. Look out!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ninja Consultant Show.
Hey!
This time, we're going to do... errors and corrections.
Yeah.
Because we're perfect.
No, it's because it's hard to be right all the time.
It is. It's a difficult burden. So today we got an awesome piece of feedback, which we want to read to you and possibly to use on promos and things. Do you want to read it or should I read it?
You have to read it.
I have to read it. Okay. Okay. It's a live journal comment for show 19A. And the subject line is, holy crap.
Wait, I'll do the subject line.
Okay.
Holy crap!
From an anonymous poster, always a sign of bravery. And she says, I think since you're on the topic of legal implications, you should prepare for my lawsuit. You see, my ears are bleeding and my brain is numbed by your completely inane chatter upon topics and ideas that you obviously know little about. I mean, have you even listened to an actual quality episode of basically any other podcast on Earth? Maybe it's not your fault. Maybe it's just because you're the worst kind of people possible. Maybe all female otaku are simply constructed from atoms of the most annoying atomic weight in the entire limits of existence. These annoyons comprise the host of this show in a particularly unsavory fashion, yielding nearly atomic destructive levels of awfulness. I'd ask you to kill yourselves. However, perhaps the concentration of
annoyons
would, in Highlander-like fashion, concentrate into one 5,000-pound horrifically cosplayed, pocky-devouring, yaoi-adoring, sexless, tasteless behemoth that would rend the world in two with the mere sound of her ear-splitting whining. Sincerely, an intelligent female. Now, I don't have any respect for an anonymous poster, obviously, but I have some respect for someone who hated us so much they had to make up a word to describe
that word being annoying.
That word being annoying. They had to make up a new element on the periodic table to describe how much they hated us. I mean, you know, it reminds me of this time. This one guy. Who's a pretty intellectual guy, he called me a trilobite. And I was like, did you just call me a troglodyte? And I was already laughing, and he was like, no, I call you a trilobite. That's when
That's much worse.
Yeah, that's much worse. Turns out it's some kind of like a prehistoric marine creature.
Well, yeah.
Whereas a troglodyte would be more
like a little pill bug.
A caveman
thing.
I thought it was like
squashed.
A horseshoe crab thing.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
Yeah. But anyway, that was one of the more memorable insults I've ever received, so...
Hats off to you, anonymous poster.
Thank you.
For coining the term annoyon.
Thank you, intelligent female.
Yes.
Who had so much spare time that you could listen to a whole show and then leave a comment.
And then flame us.
When I don't like a show, I just unsubscribe and delete all of the posts Or, you know, if I really feel strongly about it, I might leave a comment in the iTunes store.
When I don't like a show, Erin hears about it for the rest of her life.
Oh, no one doesn't like any shows.
So, that's right.
Yeah, so
especially
watch out.
Ours.
You know what he's not doing? He's not leaving anonymous LiveJournal comments.
Well, maybe I am. In fact, I left one today for no, wait.
No, you didn't.
No,
for
wasn't.
Us? she spelled Yowie wrong as well. Anyway.
Gotta get a little dig in there.
Well, not really. It makes me want to, like, defend overweight cosplay fangirls who are hitting people and possibly each other with their wooden yaoi paddles. Because although I find them really annoying at conventions, on the other hand, it's like, they might listen to my show. Those are my people, and she's making up new words to describe how annoying my people are. I don't know. That's all I got.
Meh.
All right, so we've gotten a lot of other feedback recently. Let's take a listen to one of them.
Let's go to the mailbag.
Hey, Ninja Consultant, how you pronounce my name, my little screen name thing? Asakura-kun. Learn it, and I don't know the Japanese spelling. So, yeah.
Right, so, okay, it's Asakura-kun.
Asakura-kun.
And he doesn't know the correct spelling. And I promised I would apologize, because I said he was in fifth grade, and he's actually in sixth grade.
No, you said he was in fourth grade, and
no,
he's actually...
No, you're wrong. Do we need to go to Gmail?
Yes.
And verify this?
Do it.
I'm going to cut this part of the show later. You know how many times I have to delete things from a show because you're wrong?
That's what this show is all about.
Yo, I'm not is fifth, meh. Sixth, ba. Asakura-kun. There you go.
All right, so that was me being wrong. And I graciously acknowledged that my recollection was flawed. Why is Fish in a Barrel B-A-R-R-A-L?
Yeah, we played the Fish in a Barrel promo last time. And Noah has a question about the spelling of your name.
B-A-R-R-A-L. Why?
That other girl who wrote us, the blue dotted apple girl, who may want to be called Sushi Roll or something, she's in sixth grade and she is going to start her own show as well. So we'll be sure to mention that.
Soon it will be that every podcast listener will have a podcast.
Yeah, because Philip in Ireland, he's also going to start his own show. So, yes, it will be all of our major listeners are starting their own podcast, including the guy who drew some nice pictures for our website that we haven't put up yet, Soggy Toast. He's starting a podcast.
Yeah. So.
And our web designer who it's not designed yet, unless you're listening to this in the distant future, he's submitted a couple of his reviews to the MangaCast. What?
People from the future, I have questions for you. Please email me in the past, and then I will respond with my questions. Thank you.
NinjaConsultant@gmail.com.
Yeah, thanks.
People of the future. Okay, so I guess we should get into more pronunciation issues.
Oh, yes, let's. I can't wait.
Hey, this is Paul Starr from Honolulu, Hawaii, your resident grad student and embittered post-otaku. I just really have one thing to say, and that is, it's not Naruto. It's Naruto. For the love of God.
All right. So then after that, we wrote a bit back and forth to Paul. It had been a long time since I'd heard from him, so I was like, I'm glad you still listen to the show. So,
yeah. And Paul, I think I owe you an email. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we were sort of writing really long emails. So he writes, how do I put this? You guys managed to hit all the right notes and very few of the wrong ones. Good taste in anime, but not elitist shitheads. Enthusiastic about animation, but not insane, socially inept otaku.
Get on to the part
but
where
I wanted
he
to say
us.
That I'm okay. Not. I am. I think I'm getting more socially inept every day. That also extends to my online presence, where I start seem like more of an insane person trolling otaku generation's forums. All right, can I read the compliment part?
Fine.
I tried listening to. This is Paul. I tried listening to a few other anime themed podcasts, and I just can't do it. I have admittedly high number of irrational prejudices, like giving oneself a Japanese pseudonym for one's podcast, but even setting many of those aside, wow. Anyway, yes, I still listen to your show, even though the interview episodes are problematic-ish. And I think I've hit upon the reason. The otaku you interview are not as cool as you guys. Look how cool he thinks we are. Alright, I mentioned that I'm sorry about pissing off his delicate sensibilities for pronouncing Naruto. incorrectly since forever.
Naruto.
Because on one hand, I myself have written angry letters to other podcasts about their pronunciations of things like Macross instead of Macross and Negima instead of Negima or Negaima, God forbid. So Paul responds, yeah, I mean, there's a pretty strong argument made about pronunciation not mattering. And after years of assholery about it, I'm, if you can believe it, a lot less irritable about it than I once was. Language is mutable. They, the Japanese, mess up our language just as badly as we mess up theirs, etc. But it seems like just about everybody mangles Naruto by accenting the second syllable rather than the first. You don't even have to get the flapped R sound. I mean, that just doesn't exist in American English. So I'm not going to get uppity when people can't pronounce it. But the syllable accent, that's not so hard. Naruto. Anyway.
Naruto. Now,
Why
can't we... Can we just say Nerdo? Can we just kind of...
I like what my mom was calling the show when we were watching it over Christmas that one year. She was like, are you going to watch the show about that blonde boy again?
That nice blonde boy. She has to leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, she said that, she... I talked to her on the phone today. She said she would.
But I just want to say that although people have disputed this and my memory is notoriously poor, the first dub I heard of Ranma, voice actor doing Ranma's voice, sounded like he was from the deep south. So he would... It sounded like... Hello, my name is Ranma Satome, and I am here to talk to you about pork belly futures. Now, the pork belly, and so on. So, at the very least, progress has been made from that point until now. I mean, I think even bad dubs now, they're not like bad dubs back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Like, there was, on Anime News Network, they used to have a column that was called The Dub Rack. And a guy would write a weekly column about really obvious dubbing mistakes, like technical errors or just bad acting. And sometime last year, or maybe 2 years ago, he quit. Because he was like, you know what? Dubs are a lot better now. And they're no longer making gross technical errors or horrible mistakes. Some of them are just really mediocre. And he couldn't continue to write a column every month about how this or that dub was just kind of okay.
Right.
And that it was adequate, but not really thrilling, so he stopped.
Right. But you can go way back and find dubs that are so atrocious. For instance...
Time Forgot.
Oh, yeah, but...
From which we take our name.
Shut up. All right, so the dub of Legend of the Overfiend. Now, I'm not going to say that I have seen this, actually. So I'm going to say that I've seen this because it's true, I have. The reason why Overfiend is a comedy and not some horrible travesty of porn and blood and all sorts of other bodily fluids is that when you listen to the dub is so bad that you're instantly transported from this nightmarish world of gore and giant penises to a happy place, like the Conan O'Brien set, where... people are jabbering incoherently. Well, not incoherently, but I very clearly remember at one point... Oh, God, what's the line? Hey, bro, I smell an evil power. And the guy's like, yeah, it smells like the Makai. They couldn't afford a voice actor whose voice didn't crack. And
I mean, it's not like... they hired 20 voice actors. They probably had 3 guys.
Yeah, maybe.
And in order to differentiate his voice, he made a crack voice.
Yeah.
When I sat in the dub booth at 4Kids, The Evil Empire, on a temp job, and I may have mentioned it some other time in this show. That's not important. What's important is the dub actor and the director were recalling a show that they had dubbed, possibly Yu-Gi-Oh! Or, I don't know, something where there was a big stadium crowd, and they had various Walla... which is where they record extra sounds for, you know, extra people chattering in the background and stuff. And one of the crowd wall, they did individual voices for some people, and they had one guy who they call Really Excited Guy. Or they had some clever name where they just had him shout ecstatically about everything, like, yeah! At, like, every single little thing, and so then they mixed that in with the other stuff.
Yeah, so when you listened to your video game, this was a video game shoot, right?
Yeah, it was a Konami record for...
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mutant Ninja Turtles four, I don't know.
So what was
five, because it was Konami 5.
Oh, indeed, so many unanswered questions. And
but I got to meet the guy who does Joey's voice in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Dub.
Yogi, you got some wicked queer cards over here.
Yo, Yugi, play another card. He sounds like he's from...
Blue Eyes, White Dragon!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. What were some of the lines from the thing? I remember you did them for me.
From the video game?
Yeah.
I don't know, they even do a bunch of stuff where it was a big ordeal. These two Japanese guys, the translator and the Japanese video game company representative, would be like, all right, so this is what happens in this fighting sequence. And he'd show a little animation of a turtle, you know, like Donatello swings his bow stick, and then he does a somersault or something. So like, all right, and then they would play that a couple times. The voice actor would look at me like, okay. So then you go in the booth. He's like, and then there'd be a long line of translation where the Japanese guy is like, oh, choto, blah, 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 blah. And the translator's like, he wants you to do it shorter, faster. He's like, Okay. So then they do another take. What line are you hitting?
I don't know. There were when they get hurt, they'd go like, oh man, Major Bummer. Or,
I've written down. Actually, I think that's what I bought. This pad of paper.
Oh, awesome. That's,
I think I wrote down the
what things. Serendipity?
Anyway, hidden in this table. Because I use the same pad of paper for D&D and doing this job.
That's right. Erin plays D&D. Or she did.
One time I had these ninja rats in my apartment. Written cryptic notes. Is the Fugitoid an android fugitive?
Fair question.
We may never know.
I want to know too.
Oh, we're done. Turtle Slash.
That was one of the attacks. That was it. Turtle Slash! Turtle Slash! Let me tell you what Turtle Slash is. Turtle Slash is on the internet, I think. Allison's. In all its horrible forms.
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Star Trek The Next Generation fanfic crossover?
Right. The less said about that, the better. Didn't she recently post that?
Shades of Green.
We should... Shades of Green! You remember that? It was a second season episode, Shades of Gray. It was the horrible flashback episode, Shades of Green. We'll post a link. Or...
Or not.
Not. Because no, it might be too bad for you.
We're not going to link to someone's first fanfic. All right.
Right.
Oh, so a while back, we also got an email on pronunciation from a listener in Texas who is a very hyper high school student who wrote in, P.S. My number one pet peeve. People saying Naruto names wrong. Guess what? You are! With like two exclamation points. Here's a lesson. It's Kakashi, not Kakashi. It's, or he's also spelled it Kakashi. It's Naruto, not Naruto.
Nerdo.
And work on saying Sakura. Oh, just in case, it's Hokage, and not Hokage or whatever. Man, that was confusing.
Hokage.
And so I was like, I asked Paul, since he knows something about Japanese, and I was like, I think he's wrong about Kakashi. Isn't it spelled Kakashi? I don't even know how to spell Kakashi in Japanese. There's not like a K sound. So Paul Ragni said, I don't know much about Naruto, and I'm almost certain you're right that it's Kakashi. In which case, he's completely wrong, and he's wrong in his reasoning about the pronunciation for Naruto as well. Naruto. Actually, now that I've read it again, he is wrong about Kakashi. Your pronunciation is more correct. Right about Naruto, but for the wrong reasons. Right about Hokage, but that's easy to get right.
Okay, so now this is Paul commenting on the email that we received from the hyper guy in Texas that you are reading.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, he's probably wrong. In any case... Here I'm going to go into linguistic detail, and if you know this stuff already, I apologize. Yeah, right. But if you don't, it's ammo for the next time somebody gets bitchy about pronunciation. The problem with pronouncing Japanese words in English is that the two languages have fundamentally different ways of timing the length of each word. English is stress-timed, which means that the stressed syllable of the word is lengthened and loudened somewhat. Japanese is mora-timed. Do you think it's mora? Okay, we'll find out. Mora. The simplest... but not quite accurate way to think of a mora is one kana. Each kana, and that's like a Japanese syllable, each kana in a word is one mora, and each mora gets the same amount of time in the word. The way words are stressed... I'm going to cut out the
little
burp
there. Now, wait, now you don't have to... Look, this okay, is what, us raw. You don't have to... I just want to say, I want to interject, that if you hear wild screaming in the background, that's Aaron's brother playing World of Warcraft... because apparently today you can get shot out of a cannon. Your character in World of Warcraft can be shot out of a cannon. And he's
very geeky
screaming about this for the past...
Whatever. Also, if you hear honking, it's because the street that we live on now has this way where, like, people kind of park on the street and then, like, a big truck will come through about once an hour and stop. Cars will back up behind it and they start honking at each other. God,
actually, the Teamsters Union, which is on strike on our corner, they watch and see when we're recording and then drive by and honk.
Well, this is way beyond Teamster hours. This is like double golden time.
Yeah, double golden time. They have, incidentally, an inflatable rat out there.
Yeah, anyone who lives in New York City has seen the inflatable rat, which stares into non-union shops. And I'm surprised because there's more than one construction project going on in our neighborhood to find that there are, in fact, several inflatable rats, because sometimes they have the big one up, and sometimes it's one of two small ones. Sometimes they have both small inflatable rats going on. There's, like, a guy whose job it is to sit next to the rat and make sure, like, nobody steals it.
They should make him fight.
I know, that'd be awesome. They're already covered with sores. It's so gross.
We'll see if we can't put up a picture.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a picture online somewhere. I don't think visitors see it. I think it's only people who live here, and it must be... It was very confusing the first time I saw one. I'm like, what's with the inflatable rat?
It's hideous.
It's really
gross.
What
kind of mascot is that?
I'm like, I don't think there's a parade going on.
Yeah.
Mystery New York City lifestyle. All right.
All right, back to pronunciation.
Okay. Okay. Ichimura. Okay. The way words are stressed and accented in standard Japanese is by pitching the mora. This is getting way above my head. Instead of pitch and duration, like in English. There are two pitches in modern Tokyo Japanese, high and low. The pronunciation of such standard Japanese is such that we can say the accented mora is the high mora of the word. And I've read about this a little bit in various intro to Japanese language books, and it sounds kind of crazy, and I really still don't... My understanding of Japanese is not enough that I am worried about this kind of thing. Yet. The problem is accent is lexically indicated. That is to say, it varies from word to word, and there's no way to predict it. You just have to know. Here's where I fess up and say that I am not completely positive that it is in fact Naruto, but I'm almost sure, and I'd only have to hear it spoken once by a native speaker to verify it. Anyway, so we'll talk about the word Naruto has three mora. Now, there's another rule in Tokyo Japanese that says that the first mora of the word is always low, unless the word's accent is on the first mora, which I'm positing is the case for Naruto.
Nerdo.
The problem is, in American English, not only do we not have mora-timed pitching accenting, it's a lot of vocab words for you today, kids, we also don't know the lexically indicated pitch contour of the word, and we don't have the same vowels, and we have our own labyrinthine accenting rules, which, when applied, tend to result in lots of varied pronunciations that nobody can agree on. So my criterion for criterion, you get, like, double points for using the word criterion, for complaining about Japanese pronunciation is when it's being done so incorrectly that a native Japanese speaker would have trouble understanding the word, even in context. So, if I were talking to some Japanese otaku, and said, yeah, I'm really into Naruto, that poor bastard would have no idea what I was saying. And essentially, that's also what Chi from the Tokyo Anime Insider podcast says in his voicemail. Let's listen to that now.
Okay, this is Chi from GPen.com's Anime for the Lazy Man and Tokyo Anime Insider again. I just remembered what I wanted to say last time, but I forgot. Naruto is pronounced Naruto. Like, this is my biggest pet peeve when I listen to anime podcasts in the United States. Why does everyone call Naruto, like, Naruto? Like, I can't even say it that way, Naruto. Like, because I can understand if you're only watching the English dubs, but nobody is, right? Everyone's watching the downloaded versions that, you know, with the fan subs, where the Japanese pronunciation is in the episode, and they call him Naruto every, like, few seconds, you know? Like, so why does everyone call him Naruto in American English? Just, like, ah. So that's a big pet peeve for me. Just wanted to get that out there. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
There we go. So, what excuse do we have for ourselves? How could we possibly learn how to say Naruto so ridiculously...
Naruto.
Naruto. So ridiculously incorrectly. And I think the answer to that lies in an episode of Doctor Who, the classic series, which you might all enjoy.
What were those Hydrax officers called?
Captain Miles Sharkey, Navigation Officer Lauren McMillan, Science Officer Anthony O'Connor.
That's very good. Have you ever heard of the Brothers Grimm?
This is no time for fairy tales.
They also discovered the law of consonantal shift, how language changes over the years.
You mean the hard sounds softening, B's becoming V's and so on?
Hmm.
Camilla, Orcon and Zargo. Wait a minute. Sharky. Sharky, 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 Zargo. Same name passed down through generations.
That's right. And Macmillan becomes...
Camilla.
And O'Connor becomes...
Orcon. The descendants of the original ship's officers.
Yes. And this is the original ship. Pilot here, co-pilot, and a pilot there, co-pilot here. Instrument banks there, control panels there.
You mean this is the Hydrax, the explorer ship?
Yes. Too fancy exploring, eh?
So.
All right, so...
Consonantal shift. So we learned how to say Naruto before we'd ever seen it from some other otaku who had seen it, and... the word gets passed on. The T softens to a D. The na becomes na. What do you want? Say something. You have something to say.
And now we're saying nerdo over here.
Nerdo.
So we were essentially encultured to say it the way we do. And I'm of two minds about this. Because, you see, here I am and someone corrects me in my pronunciation. Which has happened so many times in my life. All right?
Me too.
And then... I'll be like, I can say this however I want, all right? This is a loan word. This is a word that's been imported into English, and I can do with it as I please because languages are fluid, and they to try and keep a language from changing is impossible. And what did that guy just say? Nuclear. Oh, you dithering dunderhead! It's nuclear, you idiot.
That's how I say it.
What?
I say nuclear wrong all the time.
Oh. You gotta say...
It's
because
I'm from the
Midwest,
yeah.
So, it's... I don't know. It's a lesson in anthropology of some sort.
Linguistics.
Where
anthropological...
Anthrolinguistics.
Yeah.
We...
But yeah, it is very, like... I also think it's a big problem with... especially nerds, where... Being a nerd, I read a lot of books, and my reading vocabulary far outstripped my spoken vocabulary, so always from a very young age, I was attempting bizarre pronunciations of everyday words which adults knew that I didn't know. Like, and I'm sure everyone else has very embarrassing stories.
No.
Uh-huh.
Lies. Oh, what was it?
Determined. I'd pretty much not...
Come on.
I tried to figure out how to say it when I was a kid, and it was like, debtor-minded. So I said that, and they were like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I pronounced gauge. Gauge, right? Gauge?
Gauge?
Gauge.
Anyone would think it was that.
No. No, people thought I was an idiot. And well, you know what? I felt like an idiot.
But I think, something in a lot of geeky subcultures, it's pretty commonplace to just randomly interrupt someone to correct their pronunciation because nerds continue to pronounce things wrong because they've only read them and never heard anyone talk about them. The problem doubles and triples in size and scope for anime podcast where people are not Japanese speakers nor are they actually studying Japanese. I've studied some Japanese, but I'm just a beginner. So I can read hiragana and katakana, but not kanji. And my pronunciation is shit.
Hats off to people who correct other people because it's more important to be correct than it is to be social. But jeers. Jeers to people who correct other people when they are wrong.
Yeah.
Frequently that's me. I do that.
But also it's very difficult to correct someone's pronunciation over email because I'm just gonna read it wrong. Like, if you really want to correct our pronunciation, like, leave us voicemail. Like Asakura-kun did, or Paul or Chi called us from Japan.
Yeah,
And so he spent a lot of money on that. But recently I decided to actually break down and get a Skype voicemail box. So you should be able to Skype us at Ninja Consultant and leave voicemail. So we can get long-ass 45-minute rants from fangirls who are in college.
Calling us drunk at 3 a.m. from a convention gets kudos.
Thumbs up.
Yes.
I put in an order for t-shirts. Hooray, we're going to have t-shirts.
Yes, hooray.
They were designed by our web guy, Jack.
So you want to hear people talk about Japanese cartoons?
You know, anime.
But you think the other anime podcasters just aren't nerdy enough?
Sounds like you need to join forces with the Anime World Order.
Where each week, three self-proclaimed experts offer you reviews.
Of titles both new and classic, news and commentary.
Rants, convention reports, interviews with fandom.
And some hentai and yaoi for good measure.
So search for anime in the iTunes Music Store.
Or visit our website at animeworldorder.com.
Anime World Order, revealing the truth about anime, one podcast at a time.